Welcome to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
It's just some months before we count into 2024, but yet, this year is still packed with so much to come. I mean, superhero movies, we still have them on the line. We still have some action movies. It's still going to be an... In short, I'm just really excited for what the remainder of the year is to bring from Nollywood movies. I mean, we are still anticipating the Black Book. There's so much. But before we get ahead of ourselves, my name is Focus, the Batman.
And I'm the man with no name.
He's doing some other things actually. Okay, you know how we do. We'll bring you everything happening in your cinematic backyard. Right now we have movies for this week. We have movies that dropped last week. We have some cinematic gist to go around for everybody, and some very very anime.
Of course, some anime like gist. In fact, so I'm very excited about the news that we have lined up for today. So if you're following us on all social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, of course, you are up to date with some of the gist that we'll be talking about. But in case you want to be a part of the show, which I would advise, we are live, of course, on Instagram, and we are seeing Iroko Critics here. Hey, guys. Yaro is also joining us, and Fatima. So yeah, you can join in if you are live on Instagram also. So yeah, follow us and catch up on the gist.
It's very easy. That's all you have to do. So let's start off with the movies that dropped this week. Denzel is back in action for his third outing as Robert McCall in The Equalizer 3. And are you excited about the, like, so do you, are you, what?
No, I'm not. I like The Equalizer, yeah, but it's not something that I like. Okay, so the reason why is because I've taken a stand that I wouldn't be seeing movie trailers any longer. So I would just go in and see a movie and just watch it. I don't like that whole expectation thing. Then you now have a case of expectation versus reality. Although The Equalizer hasn't given me cause to say, oh, there was an expectation and this was what happened. But I just decided that throughout this year, I'm not watching any movie trailers.
I mean, that's some sort of punishment for you, but it also helps so you don't go in with expectations. And I'm a little bit skeptical about The Equalizer 3. The reason is because I didn't like how part 2, like... How part 2 played out. It just had this old man Home Alone vibe, and I wish it was more, and maybe this 3 might be better. Another thing that dropped this week, One Piece, the live action.
Yes, the...
From Netflix.
Okay, so this is where I am. I'm a bit excited and really excited at the same time. So I'm sure for the anime lovers, for those who have read the manga, having the One Piece take on the first arc, which is the East Blue arc, and having to introduce some of the characters to Ross. I don't know if you have seen it on Netflix, but right now it's part of what is going to make the news because, yeah, it's number one on Netflix, like in over 84 countries.
And if you have seen it, I mean, it did drop on Thursday. If you have seen it, this will be the perfect opportunity to let us know. For those of us who haven't started The One Piece anime.
I feel this is a good opportunity for you to just catch up.
So, would like to know. I'm expecting Yaro to give us some detail on that, because some people who have not seen the anime, should this be a welcoming introduction for them to see One Piece? Like, it's actually interesting, this live action. So, see it and it might actually blow your mind. So, let's wait and see for those who have seen it. Also, another thing that dropped this week, we have Archer season 14. Two episodes of Archer. Guess what? I didn't start watching Archer when Archer started. I started around season 7. And then I started when it was season 7. And then I followed it all through. And I thought it would have finished by season 12. But guess what? It's still going.
Season 14.
It's in season 14.
This is the reason why I can't even start. It's in season 14. So how many episodes do I have to
start,
catch up?
You can start.
Okay, how many minutes is one episode?
It's like 20 minutes.
Okay.
So
my anime watch time.
It's something you can just rush through. Also, we have another movie called Bottoms, and I have no idea. I don't have any idea about the movie. But the only thing I know about the movie is that it has a Nigerian Ayo Idebiri. I think that's her name, and she's like catching fire right now because she's in like 5 movies. Two where going back to back with themselves. She's in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. She voiced April.
Okay.
April O'Neil. Okay, so those are the movies that dropped this week. So let's check out the movies that dropped last week. Okay, so we have the racing movie called Gran Turismo, and still not seen that. Then Vacation Friends 2, which I said wasn't as funny as the first one. And we welcome Chinatu to into the studio. Thank
my babies, I missed you. I'm here.
You are
now.
Just a problem. I don't. What's wrong with you?
All right. Good evening, y'all. This is Psych. I nearly said sidekick. This is a sidekick.
I wanted to off your mic now.
Well,
because that's pride.
And I'm here, the Ant-Man. So sorry, guys.
So, like, as I was saying before the cockroach interrupted.
Yes.
Wow.
That sounds you right.
Vacation Friends 2 dropped last week.
Which was very boring.
I told you it was not as good as the first one. Then we have You Are So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah, Ahsoka, episode 1-3, and then Retribution.
So I started Ahsoka, yeah, and I've just seen episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, so good, yo.
What are you saying? Is it Ahsoka?
Ahsoka.
Is it Star Wars?
Is it Star Wars spin-off show? Yeah.
With Rosario
just
Dawson.
As you had, the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
There is Ahsoka. She's a Jedi.
Oh, that's nice.
So may the force be with you.
Anyway, those are the movies that dropped last week. We'll be going into some cinematic gist very soon, but we have some messages on our Instagram. I think you need to scroll down because the message, let's say plenty.
No, it's not plenty, and I just that one.
No, see now, see one message now.
No, this one I just this.
No, no, there was another message now. Like scroll down first.
Okay.
See now, are you not seeing some message?
Okay. Wow.
Still scroll down, still scroll down.
That's all.
Okay. A whole lot.
It's just a whole
lot. Yeah, so go up.
You see the problem of life, but read that one.
Okay, he said, a Iroko critic said, I've seen the equal. Oh, you don't come out now.
You never come out today, now. You see the problem of life. Would have just continued like that. Oh, yeah, read it.
That is not, no, now.
Oh, this is from Yaro.
That's Yaro's message. Iroko critic said, seen the Equalizer 3 without spoiling anything, I liked it more than 2, but it's nothing exactly.
Uh-huh.
But it's not exactly doing anything new. Denzel is always fun to watch, though. Okay, so that's what Iroko critics are saying, that Denzel is fun to watch, but it's nothing new about it. And Yaro here is saying, One Piece live action is a good adaptation. It helps for those
who are interested in watching it. It's
a fantasy-based adventure.
And it's like a mixture of Pirates of the Caribbean and Scott Pilgrim.
Really? It's like a mixture of Pirates of the Caribbean and Scott Pilgrim.
So let me give you the Scott Pilgrim part. Yeah? The introduction of the characters, they did something really creative with it. So you know this idea of introducing a pirate and putting his bounty. And the pirate interacts with the fixture of his bounty. Like, let's just say, focus. With baddest pirate in the East Blue with a bounty of 500,000, and you just catch your bounty and you repeat and you start interacting with the next character. So it's like, you know how Scott Pilgrim is now, like that they are larger than life even on screen. So yeah, that's it. But one thing I would say about, I think we should just jump into this discussion now. One thing I would say, we shouldn't.
No, wait first now. We have news.
No problem. Let's jump into news.
Okay, so let's go check out what's happening in your cinematic backyard.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Okay, jumping straight into the first one. The spin-off show from How I Met Your Mother that ended after 9 seasons called How I Met Your Father has been cancelled after 2 seasons. So we will never get to find out who the father.
Personally, but I was looking forward to his cancellation because I didn't get to. You know, interesting.
It wasn't as close
to How I Met Your Mother.
The characters in How I Met Your Mother, from Barney Stinson, you know, to Marshall and Lily, to even Ted, you get.
Everybody was unique in their own way.
So How I Met Your Father
was just actors.
No, as like it had a thing too, but it was not as catchy as How I Met Your Father, How I Met Your Mother, rather. Yeah. And even though it brought in season one, it tried to bring two of the big guns from How I Met Your Mother. It brought Barney Stinson and it brought what's that her name again? Kobe Smulders' character.
So this is why we don't have Ministry of Men Affairs. So why will How I Met Your Mother be 9 seasons?
Because it was good. So
because
it was
that good.
It kept going.
Wow.
You don't watch How I Met Your Mother? It's a problem.
I haven't.
It's a problem.
Sorry.
Aye.
Talking about another thing that this one we're pinching out to. Another thing that has been cancelled right now after 3 seasons happens to be The Great.
What am I? my baby. When she was about to take power. What happened?
When she had to watch The Great, he was like recommending it to me, like, you need to watch this show. It's really good. It's really interesting. And I didn't get to watch it till the second season.
And now they canceled it.
No, now.
You jinxed it.
It had a third season now before it was canceled.
Yes.
And you have to understand that there's many management things going around, you know, behind the scenes that we are not seeing. So that's why some things have they've been canceled.
The way they are.
No, actually, now I get it, Seth. There's nothing more to tell. They would have even ended the whole thing in season 3.
Well, join the conversation. It's very simple. Hit us up on WhatsApp 080-999-30137. You can join in on the discussion. So we are in on Movie Gist and more.
Okay, still talking about Movie Gist. What if season 2 will be released around Christmas Day? Well, like, we'll be released around Christmas or maybe Christmas Day.
You would have said the series, What If. You didn't say that. I thought you were asking me a question.
The MCU series, What If, season 2, will be dropping around Christmas.
So let's say we are expecting it in December now.
Yes. Now, still talking about the MCU right now, Daredevil Born Again, Ironheart, Wonder Man have all been delayed indefinitely. And this is because the studio continues to, like, they refuse to pay writers and actors fairly. And because of that, other delayed projects also include Agatha, Coven of Chaos.
Yeah, which, so that one, I was looking forward to it too.
We have been looking forward to it now after was that WandaVision ended.
Because she was a very interesting character to have been introduced.
Okay, moving on.
you did not watch WandaVision now. That's why.
It's not Wanda. Are you saying Wanda?
Yes, WandaVision.
Not Wanda.
I thought it was Wanda.
Wanda. You're saying Wanda.
Is it not a Wanda to you?
No, it's Wanda. I'm going to show you.
WandaVision.
Wonder Woman merged with WandaVision. It's WandaVision.
Poche, you have corrected me. You will die this evening. I will correct your life throughout today. You will hear it.
So that has been moved from the winter of 2023 all the way to early 2024. Also, with another show, Echo has been moved from November all the way to January.
Okay, so we have a message here saying, is Agatha Coven of Chaos going to be a series?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Still talking movie gist right now. Hilda.
Bassi.
It shocked me. I thought of Bassi.
Wow. You guys are hungry.
Hilda. It's a Scandinavian name. Hilda. Gonna do tre.
Sound like Hodo.
When I saw it, I thought it was Hodo. Hodo. I was like, oh, they're going to do a series about Hodo.
Hodo.
She's a musical composer. She's done for a lot of movies, and she has confirmed, two of you may like this, that Joker 2
is going to be a musical.
Why would you think I would?
So you like musical. Joker. You didn't like
so
Joker.
That's the thing.
You didn't like Joker.
Now I'm torn,
right?
Because
but you are a musical person.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now why would you think I would like because a musical about Joker?
Because it's musical.
Because it has Lady Gaga in it.
Okay.
This guy is just a
foul. I'm down for that.
There's one news that actually tripped me that I heard this week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you remember the series the Winchesters? Yeah.
Yes.
A crew member was struck by lightning on the set of the of the series.
Okay.
Like thunder, fire around. So the guy now is suing the studio.
Yeah.
Because according to him, he said they didn't take the necessary
precautionary measures. Yeah.
During shoot, and they made them shoot under harmful weather conditions.
Now the director of Yogun.
You've watched what's the name of this
Supernaturals,
yeah?
Small.
Carry on my wayward son. Anyway,
did you say he was gonna like the musical?
That's the soundtrack.
Not connected.
Anyways, I really like the soundtrack though. Okay. But yeah, the crazy thing about it is that
somebody
when you're watching
say,
no, I'm not about small view.
Let's
stay on track. Stay on track. Now, for the Winchesters, you know that is just like you watching Supernatural. The blasphemy. I think it's God that just say.
So, but why a crew member?
It can be possible, but
why not the actor, the director?
It can be possible. I don't want to go to the spiritual.
Wow.
And, but yes, if it's too blasphemous, then it
just a thunder fire wanted in there.
So he collects.
Okay, so another movie that dropped this week that I didn't talk about has to be A Young Time Ago, which dropped on Amazon Prime some days ago, like 2 days ago. And the Roku critic had like a live discussion on it. So we've not seen it, and this will be a perfect opportunity to let us know your take on it and if it's something we should all jump the train and see. Okay, so still talking movies right now. Arcane season 2. Remember Arcane?
Yep.
The awesome series.
It's on Netflix.
Yes, Arcane season 2 is reportedly set to release in the third quarter of 2024.
Yeah. I've not watched it. Don't worry.
No, it's the fact that you're telling me it's on Netflix. You changed your password and you didn't give me the new work.
No, I did change my password.
Well, you know, we're sharing it. Why are you doing this thing?
And now, Oppenheimer has become the second highest grossing R-rated movie of all time after your favorite movie that you did not like, Joker.
Okay, I'm happy. But
you're not happy.
Oppenheimer, though.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the crazy thing, yeah. The highest grossing movie for the year 2023 is actually Barbie, followed by Super Mario Bros. And then Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's part of the gist. You can check us out on Twitter.
So right now, Barbie is making waves in the box. It has become highest-grossing movie ever. It has become Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie's highest-grossing movie in their career. And right now, it holds the record for highest-grossing 2023 movie and highest-grossing movie directed by a woman. Then, Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling's biggest movie. It is Warner Bros.'s highest-grossing movie ever. And right now, it is the 15th highest-grossing movie of all time.
15th highest grossing movie of all time. Yeah.
That can't rainbows too.
Yeah. Anyways, inside movie gist still, Genevieve's movie, the movie that she executively produced, Do Not Come to You by Chance, directed by Ishaya Bako, is actually going to be unveiled in Toronto's International Film Festival, TIFF, and it's in the lineup for the Centerpiece program showcase, which is happening this week.
Okay, talking about Ishaya Bako right now, who happens to be not just a Nollywood director, but also based in
writer.
Abuja.
He co-wrote too.
Based in Abuja. Another Abuja filmmaker, Simpa Samson, has been nominated for an Emmy for a documentary he did, and also got a Cannes nomination for the same short film. So,
Abuja
people are doing
it hard.
Okay, so Iroko Critic said, I missed the name of the film you said we discussed about a young time ago. Yes. And he said, anything worth looking into in some time except Yahoo Plus. You're the one that said you didn't like Yahoo Plus. Okay, not you. It was my friend Andrew.
I'm about to see though.
Yeah. And he said Yahoo Plus and some people will still fight me safe. I've been hearing great things about Yahoo Plus.
I've actually been hearing very horrible things about Yahoo Plus.
Uh-huh. You don't mean it.
Yeah, yes, so a lot of people have been saying
that they used the little resources they had to actually tell a well and convincing story. I'm not saying I have it, but I'm yet to see it.
Okay, so talking about some things that we are yet to see is the big gist, which is coming from Lionsgate. Well, as it is, the live action of Naruto is currently under production by Lionsgate. Oh, and the writer behind the successful Netflix series, The Witcher, is also involved
in
the project.
No. One of the reasons why Henry Cavill left The Witcher wasn't just because he was called back by The Rock to play Superman. It was because the writers didn't stick to the source material. Like, he was telling them that, because he's a big fan of The Witcher, right? Like, he's a massive fan of The Witcher. And then when he was cast to play The Witcher, he was excited because he was like,
is going to happen?
But then they deviated from the source material and they were like, no, we go tell him like this. So if you now have the writers of The Witcher to go and do Naruto that is rich in source material of over 20 years. Baba, that go spoil him. You don't get
since we are still going to talk about a live action that is doing well, which is the One Piece live action, I think we can jump into that now, Abi. Why are you blowing breeze into the microphone?
Why are you blowing breeze?
Well, moving on to...
we cannot move on.
Moving news. Me again, moving news.
Oh, yeah, give us moving news now.
Well, you know Femi Adebayo, the person that...
Yes, Jagu.
Thank you. So he actually said he sold some of his properties to raise enough finance for the production of Jagu. When I saw the news, I was like, oh wow.
So is the same sub story that this other lady had when she did the production of this other movie. What's her name again? This girl that acted Sugar Rush now. Bimbo Adimoye. Yes, that's the same story she told when she exactly produced the other series, I mean, the other movie that came out.
Gangs of Lagos.
Gangs of Lagos. Yeah, that's the same.
So you know what they said about popcorn and real,
actually sold some of our belongings. Do you know?
You selling handkerchief and mic is not your belonging.
My brother, I sold 2 boxers. It has to come out.
Wow.
That, to me, that is not story. Like, you sacrifice.
No, he said, listen.
Okay, no.
That he used proceeds from his previous film.
Yeah.
Agbenshinkole. Sorry.
My brother pronounced it Agbenshinkole.
Agbenshinkole.
Wow. Now I see why you sold your property. You really had to.
I think I get where that news is coming from, because you know they had some people arrested for pirating Jagu Jagu. Like they made it into CDs and were selling it on the street.
Yeah.
So he had most of those people arrested. So like, how can you take my sweat where I sell property for? You get and not pirate. So I get where he's coming from as a filmmaker, and you have to cut piracy one way or the other.
I don't know. We need to do something about this whole copyright infringement, blah blah, plenty piracy thing. Even though,
okay. So the Rocco Critic said the movie we talked about. Yes, yes, a long time ago.
Yeah, and he said
the movie Carriers Go Away. No, no.
Is it Nigerian?
Yes, a Nigerian movie that has Timini Egbuse in it, and then
I see Iroko Critic also saying, I sold some of my properties too to start Iroko Critic. Everybody sold something, please. Your,
your page is on Twitter. What is it?
Okay, but okay, so jumping into this live action craze, you know, we had Lion King live action, we had a couple of other Beauty and the Beast and the likes, but for this is where I have a problem with critics and writers. IGN wrote a piece about One Piece saying One Piece used too much source material. You understand?
Wait.
Meanwhile, when the complaint is always they're debating from the source material.
How can you complain that you're using too much?
How you now write a critical analysis of a movie and say that they're using too much of the source material? Like, I didn't get it. And funny enough, One Piece by the live action has been receiving a lot of hate. The reason why is because it has a very unique fan base. And so far, the fan base actually enjoy the live action. The reason why, although some of the characters are really annoying, I have to jump straight into this. Some characters are really annoying. Why others? It had this gritty, because if you look at the ratings, it's rated 16, and it has nudity, it has language, it has, so stuff you would see in the anime is what you are seeing on screen. They went to
really show. because the trailer didn't even give a hint of bad. I just felt like it was just going to be this PG-13.
It's actually a bit dark and gritty. Like, there are some characters that are dark that the anime did not bring out that craze in them. For example, there is a character that is like the Joker, who is called Baggy the Pirate. The guy is basically a clown.
Yeah,
that dude, his introduction, Mihawk. There's a guy that is like the strongest swordsman. What you will see in the anime, the character that was brought to life, everyone is like, man, this is the best casting ever. Then the guy that is playing Luffy, like, everybody's like, man, this guy, the guy playing Sanji, the guy playing Zoro, like, they killed it.
Wow, I really understand. So
for me, Nami did not kill it because they did not add the boobies. Then the guy that is playing Luffy's grandfather, Garp. Vice Admiral Garp, I felt he should have been somebody buffer. You are having someone who doesn't have the supernatural abilities of a devil fruit. Then you are not representing some unique characteristics such as the Haki. You are not, the Conqueror's Haki was not put into play. And one very important thing, that is Cap. Somebody has a cap that is in the shape of a dog, and you just go and make a cap dog. Like, you make it like a scap. Like, the thing just set for me. You know, just set. So there are just some minor details, but then those minor details should play a characteristic role in the series itself.
But for example,
there is a way that the phone rings in the series. Boro, 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 boro. Then you hear kachang. Like, they just did the buru 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 without the kachang. Like, he paid me.
And I wasn't they paying you.
He paid me. I'm
kachang,
telling you.
Really?
The kachang, they paid me.
This is the problem I have with you and the other 27 anime lovers in Nigeria. I don't just...
Still talking about anime right now. Yara saying, hell no. It is a bad idea having the writers of The Witcher for Naruto. I agree with Focus. It's a bad idea. Besides, there are many questions for this Naruto live action adaptation. Okay, so still talking movies right here. Right now, we need to just... play you the quick trailer for One Piece. For those of you who have seen it, please come and share your honest take on it. Because there was one thing I saw on Twitter about some people complaining about something Luffy said about not being hungry, and everybody was like, Luffy would never say that as a character. And that's what I said in the context of which it was said.
Yes.
It makes sense. So let's go check out the trailer for the final trailer for One Piece live action, which dropped last week Thursday. If you've seen it, let us know your take.
That went pretty well, don't you think?
Personally, I will say, if I'm to give it a rating, yeah, but let me hear from you guys first. Like, who has seen it? Like, who has seen the live action adaptation of One Piece? If you have, let's hear your take. Because when I've been talking about anime, haters like Chinatu will be saying, oh, anime, this, now you have a live action.
Yeah.
Of the same story.
Mm-mm. They should go and bring the one from your village in Agbaya.
I think they followed the main source so too much. So yeah.
So guys, if you've seen it, let's hear your take. And also, now it's time for you to share what you've seen over the weekend. Like, you know, anytime we share our movie recommendations, do you actually see these movies or do you have yours? Let's know. Let's hear your take also. So the number 08030930137. That's the number to send in your message. Sunday from Apple. Say you see me for party nana on the studio. My brother and I so live view.
Yaro is still saying the cast of One Piece did the assignment on the characters. It was a good watch. It was a good ride. Some parts felt very campy, not going to lie, but it made it worth it. Okay.
Well, one of the things that really made it worth it that was like fan service was the inclusion of the theme song in the live action. So yeah, that was really good. But I'm still pained that picking and dropping of phone, they did not add the kachang inside.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's like you saying okay, a normal phone dial that you know, mm-hmm, which is let's toom toom toom. Can you not hear? Then you do not hear the picking up of the phone. If someone picks up a phone, what are you supposed to hear? There's a click now. Mm-hmm. Didn't he get a click?
So that's the problem.
Yes, it paid me because that click is characteristics of the animal that they use as their phones.
Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening to myself. I'm going to judge you for that.
We are still talking movies. Right now, Special Ops Lioness just wrapped up. It's a limited series, 8 episodes with my beautiful babe Zoe Saldana in it. And that's one of the things that finished this weekend. So we are asking you, what did you see this weekend? I wasn't able to finish TNMT Mutant Mayhem, but I'm enjoying it so far. I think I've seen over an hour of it, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, and it's try.
Okay, so one good thing that we are going to do for you is
another thing I saw this weekend was Indiana Jones and the Dial of Descent. Oh God, that movie. Yes, that movie. Ah!
Okay, so one thing we are going to do, one solid we are going to do for you who is a follower of
Popcorn
and
Reels. I
got to judge you. One thing we are going to do for you guys is that we are going to post up on our social media on Twitter all the movies that are out on HD, just in case you want to see
them. Because most of the movies are out digitally, so
Last Voyage of the Demeter is out.
Last Voyage of the Demeter
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that. Have you?
No.
Problem.
So yeah, Indiana Jones wasn't really it at all.
Iroko Critic says, watch the Sound of Freedom this weekend. Most Nigerians will like it. It's okay for me. The movie Sha hits
subtlety.
Subtle. Well, everybody's the Sound of Freedom.
It's the Jim Caviezel movie that I was talking about what's it called? Trafficking, child trafficking. And it wasn't polite.
We just
went in saying how it is. And everybody has been talking about the movie, saying it's something you should see. So now Iroko Critic is saying it's something everybody should check out, and Nigerians will love the movie.
So TMNT was enjoyable, and I like the storyline, and this is Agatha. Okay, no, your name now. You went to go.
Please
Agatha.
Put your name when you're sending
put
a message. Thing I liked on TNMT happens to be the music.
Okay, that was all bad. I sent the message.
It played with old music, new music. You know, old music talking about Black Street Boys. And like there was this montage of them busting every crime head in New York, and it was just I like but the way you work. It was good. Okay,
good evening, guys. I did see the movie The Boogeyman for the weekend.
Yes, I saw that. The Boogeyman.
Yeah, so The Boogeyman is also out and I haven't seen it yet too. Like, I have a long list of movies that I haven't seen. I need to create time.
Speaking of series, Tommy is back. For those who follow Power Booked 4. Tommy is back.
Yes.
And that's all I can say. That's the tweet. Tommy is back.
It's not a spoiler.
No, it's not a spoiler. Nah,
just mention Tommy. Mention Tommy.
He's the character. He's the lead character of go the
Wusi, of go to Central District.
Oh my God.
Just mention Tommy.
Okay, Yaro continues here and he says the last voyage of the Demeter is
stop
not.
Stop saying it like a Yoruba man. It's not Demeter.
It's Demeter.
No,
it's not
Demeter.
Bad at all. Well, it's not bad at all. I enjoyed it. It's a reminder that Dracula is still a monster, not a human. TMNT was dope. Superfly. Love Superfly.
Superfly was actually voiced by this our guy, Ice Cube.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah. Awesome. So his voicing was awesome.
Okay, I'm watching The Boogeyman right now. Now the show they make me the hold first.
Oh, he's waiting for the show to end before he continues.
Oh, okay. You are waiting for the show to end.
So Chinatu, you did not see anything this weekend?
I did, and I don't know if I should.
Did you see Destruction? Like it's a movie about houses.
Come on. Like really? Why would you do this
that's
to me?
Below the belt, eh?
Way below the belt.
Wow,
like,
okay.
They are hungry right now. Come on. Enjoy. Have a feast day.
I think another show that wrapped this period. I think another show that wrapped this period has to be Superman. My adventures with Superman.
Okay, so I started it. Yeah,
I started it and I'm actually enjoying it. I'm in episode 7.
I was in episode 5.
And I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's actually good.
I didn't want to start because I'm having prejudice about the animation, but.
No, it's actually good.
It's good.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Under the sea. Wow, this life.
Okay.
So
okay.
I watched a classical movie, like a throwback.
Indiana Jones, I'll be all the
no,
Indiana Jones.
No, series.
Which one?
Banshee.
Oh, Banshee. Wow. Yeah, pretty good series.
I was like, wow. Did I watch this movie before? Have I watched this movie before?
Yeah.
It was refreshing and brutal. Every episode was brutal.
Wow. All right, Banshee. First off, all of you that you've been badmouthing my girl, Gal Gadot from
you watch Heart of Stone.
I don't know the words to say to you.
Heart of Stone.
My baby was exceptional as usual. Listen to me, Yoga. I would advise you to listen now. Say I did too hype this gay.
Because you took the hype.
She killed it.
Where?
Okay.
You don't have
the message that is coming from Europa City. I can recommend I can recommend the movie Scraper. It's really nice. British movie. Okay, here's the thing. I love British shows.
I really love
and
them.
If you check
and
out,
they are short.
If you check out...
It's a drama comedy movie.
Dracula, the one on Netflix. The British Dracula.
Yes, the one with 3 episodes. Or how many? That was well done. It was well done.
That's a good show. Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, we're fine. Thank you.
Yeah, hello, darling. Is there in the studio? How are you?
She's fine.
Yeah, it's me, Mimi.
Okay, Mimi.
Hi, Mimi.
I'm fine from 11. You know, I like moving very well.
Oh, okay, that's
okay,
good.
Talk to us.
Do you remember one movie that is in Mikey or something like that? You remember?
Mikey?
Yeah,
Key of the Car. That is around 1920. That's like 7 years ago.
Wow, Mikey. Okay, is it a Hollywood movie? Is it a
man
Hollywood
with no
movie?
Name? I would advise you just keep quiet here. Allow the professional to go into it. So just 19 work now.
Interesting.
Okay.
Oh. Movie is coming up for December.
Okay. What movie?
What's the name of the movie?
No, we don't know yet, but it's coming up. I don't see it in a point like that, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I wanted to ask who stole her key, but it's okay.
Okay, first off, you know, I don't need to wait. Like, anything we're discussing here, my brother, if you pass 1990, worried about it,
no,
we don't know anything about
1990,
it.
1990, she said, last 5 years.
No, see, she said,
1920.
And this, Anu Bama, that's why you're looking at me.
No.
He now said Focus should continue to gist.
It's just that she was not clear. Focus would have told us the director. Like three casts.
Okay, so one thing that is going to pain Kinatu right now is the fact that on our movie Gist and News, yeah, do you know that One Piece live action has actually surpassed Stranger Things Season 4 and Wednesday that actually broke records on Netflix?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Please take a call. Hello.
That was great.
Because of you, we lost that caller.
Okay, so you were about to say some of the things you watched this weekend.
Well, I'm sorry to break your hearts, MC Bluetooth, mm-hmm. and Focus. I finally saw this year's Spider-Man.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse.
And you want to break the hearts.
What do you have to say?
And what? Why do they pick slippers?
And
I don't
know what.
Wow, I feel attacked.
Yeah, talk now.
It was quite disappointing. I swear, because I'm sorry. Beautiful storyline.
So why was it disappointing?
First of all,
you know, last week, Man With No Name was praising that, the colors and everything.
The colors, yes, everything was fantastic. Yes.
It was
popping.
Annoying.
My brother was your television.
Yes.
It's your television.
Stop using bad TV to watch.
You are using 3GB to watch everything.
No.
I know that most of you are colorblind, but that's not what we're talking about.
Because of you, we are going to the market. Let's go and pay some bills.
You will take back that statement.
See, the problem is, you guys gave me
there
so much.
There shall be no
calm down now.
You guys, Spider-Verse slander in this studio.
No, you.
The eyes have it.
Which eyes? Let me explain. Okay, this movie great, the animation though, mm-hmm. but the ending. That shocker was shocking. Yes, it was great.
It was a big
twist. That whole color thing. What was that?
The whole color thing was. It's a multiverse show, movie, right?
So mm-hmm. every
multiverse has
now,
its own color.
Do you remember? Listen now, Daddy.
Okay,
do you realize? When they went to that Venom's
universe
mm-hmm. where the storekeeper was like this one, nothing
shocked
me.
Yeah.
She's not moved. They were still giving that small kind of. It was not clear now.
No,
they were giving me HD vibes.
No, now there was a Baba Nayo television, but that part was
3GB. That part was
3GB. Okay, I'm going to stop
now. 3GB, you use watch this thing.
That's why I asked whether you've watched Demolition.
Because but the color.
Now you follow me. Go by this TV.
Let me even use. Let me even use one part of the color that was well used in that movie. Now, if you notice, what does blue represent for what's it called?
I don't read the comics.
Wait, no. When they say the boys in blue. Police,
yes,
like
wow.
in America, right?
People.
Now, if you notice, Gwen has this like light red something, like her color.
Her color,
yes, yes.
Now, if you notice, when she was holding her own Peter, and her father entered,
yeah.
When she revealed her secret, saying this is who I am. If you watch it very well, you notice that his color went from blue to blue and red because it was now like. Do I continue as the police officer or do I?
So the color is symbolic.
When he now raised his gun, if you watch very well, when he now raised his gun and like you're under, he turned full blue. Like I'm in this side of the police. You know, are you going to talk?
No, everyone is confusing. You are colorblind and I've confirmed this. So how do you notice all of this?
My brother,
I am colorblind partially. I'm colorblind. There are some colors I don't see. I see primary colors. I know blue.
What secondary color? What about
what color is this?
This is heavenly color.
my people of the Most High. You are still on the movies. Don't forget, we are asking you like, what have you seen over the weekend?
Do you know? I never knew Tekken had a series.
Yes, Tekken had a series.
I watched it over the weekend. It was awesome.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, Yaro continues. Oh, he says, by the way,
before that, right?
No, it's just this. He says, by the way, the new Winter King is in episode 2. Episode 3 will be airing today. For those who missed the Game of Thrones, this is a good replacement. Okay.
Wait, what is it again?
The Winter King. Okay. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello,
hey,
your name and where you come
time,
from?
This is your guy,
Gabriel. Okay, Gabriel.
Yeah. Have you guys watched this movie,
Blueback?
Yeah, it was done by this actor that did Alice in the Wonderland. What's her name again?
Blue Bloods.
Oh, wow.
No, I think he said Blueback. I don't think he said Blue Bloods, because with Blue Bloods, that's a series.
Yeah. This Winter King that Yaro is talking about, I saw it, but I didn't really pay any attention to it. And now I'm seeing that it's a British drama series that, and it's just one episode.
No, actually, he said three episodes, episode four is coming out today.
Well, I'd like to
check it out.
We'll like check it out to see what. Oh, it's Swords and Sandal. Okay, it's something I would like to see. All those, you know, anything that has swords and
It can be deceiving. That's how I went to start Camelot, and I was deceived.
Why? Because you were thinking of men.
They showed me Morgana. I said, "Oh, this is your Morgana.
This is the best you have to offer.
This is your auto."
Really? Well, Easy here says, tuning in from Canada, Psychic or whatever your name is. If you can open your mouth and say this about across the universe, across the Spider-Verse, he should be relegated to cat and low budget Across the Spider-Verse is a problem for you, man. But Cats is a good movie.
He's not saying the movie is bad. He had a problem with the colors.
Are you
colorblind?
I enjoyed it.
But still on scene, he says you need beating.
I have never said on Nigeria Info that I love Cats. I have never said
My brother, we said it for you. If you are not too proud, we will say it for you.
I enjoy the music.
Good evening, guys. I'm really enjoying the show. Keep it up. Gbenga is just everywhere. Both on movies, football, you are doing well. Please, I don't know if Mamba's Diamond is out. This is Jafar all the way from Suleja. Which one is Mamba's Diamond? Is it a web series? Is it a movie?
Benga should answer because
they agree to.
That is a low budget movie. I think I saw that Mambas and Diamond.
Oh, it's a 2000. It's a 20. It's a Nigerian movie. Oh, I remember this movie. I remember the reason why I never really paid attention to the movie because it had AY in it.
Hey God, though, and his house burnt. Let's continue.
And this is live, right?
Yeah, this is live.
And that's gone around the internet now. It's on Twitter.
It's not on the internet.
I'm just saying now.
It's on Twitter right now.
Focus.
Everything is
like
market
AY.
Now. Everything is market. If you are going to a particular guy that you buy meat from, and the guy is not giving you good meat, you know, go. If you see the guy they sell meat, you know, go in that place. And that's AY for me now.
Well, if the person they send me don't add sauce.
The only movie I know that AY actually tried in terms of acting, like he
brought out the
characterization, I would say is this movie that Funke Akindele did,
Omogeto.
Why? Because he was given a very minimal role and he was relegated to just playing that. So there was no overacting. There was no
trying to get into character for anything. Yeah.
And that was just perfect.
A worry vibe.
Yeah, so that worry thing didn't work.
Oh, okay. Nelly here is saying Mamba's Diamond just became available on Amazon Prime. Okay.
So yeah, I think you can go check that out.
It's not available.
Okay, it's a film by William Uchemba, AY Nancy Simen,
and the rest.
The rest of them is on Amazon Prime.
I remember. Meanwhile, I saw The Monkey King.
And how was it?
Should I say it?
If you like.
Okay, so The Monkey King, at some point, it's going to drag somehow, but it was fine.
Let's move on. Who has more movies?
It was fine.
I know. You say it was dragging. Which part?
Okay, so guy, you want to become immortal. You don't want to
talk
now.
That's the storyline of The Monkey King.
You guys always support yourself.
No, nah. Supporting yourself.
Benga, support me.
There is a storyline.
Benga, support me.
There is a storyline. You read the storyline of a movie to know the direction the plot is going. Yeah. And that's the direction.
Do you know what they did not explain?
What?
Where is the stone that cracked and this monkey came out from? Where is it from? Now, bed laid the stone.
That's the law. He was born from a stone.
Meanwhile, no. Where's the stone coming from?
Exactly. Tunatu's point.
We are meeting a clan of monkeys.
Did they explain where
is there a clan of stones?
Did they explain where the other immortals came from? They didn't.
This is from the Indian. We already know that this type of gods exists
in
for
Asia.
Them.
It's an Asian law.
Thank you.
So India has it, and the Chinese have it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we know about Buddha, and it's considered like the biggest and the rest. But nowhere where they say stone, they open monkey come aside.
Wow.
Do you know what would have been perfect?
So wait now. If we say let's look at the law of all the gods, let's look at it from Yemoja to the likes, even in Nigeria.
Or Rumila that became staff of
so Fife. My brother, there's no, you cannot trace it. Where did Zeus come from?
Where did Shango go to?
Okay, when you look at the other gods, when they will say Zeus, turn to swan, go give woman belle. Okay. Like, it happens.
This is comedy for Mr. Paul. That's what we're talking about here.
No, it's not comedy for Mr. Paul. This is actually law. We are talking about the stories here.
You're not correct. So they say the monkey king
was born from a stone. That is his origin. But what are you looking for again?
Is there a clan of stones?
No. He was born from a stone. That is just it. That's just the stone.
You're not getting it. You're not getting it.
No, I'm getting you.
Now, even the other immortals, they were asking Buddha, what is this? What? Oh, leave him. He's here for a reason, a purpose.
Exactly. He's here for a purpose, and his purpose was to find his purpose.
What was that at the end of the day?
To be the fighter for the people.
Did he end up being the fighter for the people?
Yes, you did not finish it.
I finished it. Because when they now told him, oh, after 500 years, I'll be 100 years.
Yes, after 1,000 years, you'll be released from the stone when the world needs you.
Okay.
That sounds
They gave him a condition. You need to find yourself and be wanting one thing.
So here's the thing. He's already an immortal already. Oh.
Yes.
But it's just that he's not going to travel to the realm of the immortals. Good. He's going to remain on earth fighting for humans. That's just it. It's a simple story. Oh. And what do you call the fine again? No problem. Oh.
You just love to win every argument.
No, not winning an argument.
He's trying to compare.
Wow, this is below the diaphragm. Okay, he acts the same role in every movie.
Okay,
and that's what
Yaro is saying. AY is the Nigerian Rock. That is the Nigerian Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And he acts,
he just acts
just
the
like
same.
Kalu.
Ikabu. What? You guys did not see the Tooth Fairy?
This guy that does stout.
He was different. And that was the year before The Rock. Stitches in 2000. No, was it Stitches or Snitch? I think he was Snitch in 2010, where he played a truck driver. You see all those roles before he became
When after he played Fast Man and Furious, fire, then he was Man on Fire.
He just started to play the same.
Even when he played Man on Fire, the one that he went to his village and he was using one bat. Is he Man on Fire?
Walking Tall.
Beautiful.
It was different in Walking Tall.
Before he now became The Rock and, you know.
That problem.
Don't you think he was The Rock in, Scorpion King. Yes.
No, he wasn't.
Hey.
No, he wasn't The Rock.
He wasn't a character actor. He was Scorpion King than in most
Focus,
of the movies.
Focus will not agree with
I
you.
I agree.
Focus is saying that he didn't know
his acting in the Scorpion King was bad. It was
no,
one of see.
No.
Wait now. I mean, they tell you now.
Now you because of who?
Because I am the bad man.
No.
His acting in the Scorpion King was not even see the place where him and that hey, that was that big guy's name where they were shaking that where the guy was there and I said live free.
Die well.
See, there was no emotion of your friend is dying and he's just
no, the guy is emotionless now.
That was the emotion. He was in the emotion of
even him. Wait now, even him himself inside himself. He know that was the reason why after that movie he started he went for acting classes.
So now let me ask you.
So it's not like the fact that he came out from the sand.
No, he's talking about
Is it wrong to be stereotyped? Because sometimes you can't help these things.
The Rock is always going to be the Rock.
That is why we like him as The Rock.
Don't get me wrong now. See, it's like Robert Downey Jr. number. For a minute, Robert Downey Jr. was Robert Downey Jr. in all his movies. Get it? But in one or two times, we'll come see him do something like what he played in Oppenheimer now. Mind blowing, mad. You get
the way he Tom was different is in this animal
Tom
movie. You yapped him.
Doolittle was a terrible movie.
He was different from the.
Was he really?
He was just sadder, and he was just
the same thing with Tom Cruise.
You guys are too critical. That's the problem.
Which guy is too critical? We are IGN. Okay, guys, if you want to follow us on social media, it's at Popcorn and Reels. One word: Popcorn and Reels. One word.
Okay,
on
so
all
let's,
social media platforms.
Let's go check out the box office to see what movies are raking in what. All right, starting in at number 10, we have the horror movie called Talk to Me. It made $1.1 million this weekend, and so far has a total gross of $44.5 million.
Okay, and in at number 9 is Strays, it's at number 9, child.
The dog movie.
Yeah, that's the dog movie. It's by Universal Pictures, and it has made a total gross of $21.3 million.
Okay, in at number 8 is The Meg 2, The Fish and the Furious. The Fish and the Furious. Wait, have you seen The Meg?
No.
Have you seen The Meg?
Yes,
Meg
2.
How was it?
I enjoyed it.
Oh God. Move on.
It was entertaining.
That girl was annoying.
Apart from that.
The movie was a 1 hour 55 minutes and 1 hour 30 minutes was about human beings.
And corporate experience.
How many
there had to be some human element because the storyline is about people sabotaging ocean water. So there has to be a story around the saboteurs.
We are not saying don't have a human element you get to extend the story or to flesh out the story a little bit, but don't make it the bag of the movie.
We saw a lot of whales as well now. Exactly.
The mech suits that they were doing ginger. How many stones they use and break? You're just using it to run underwater.
This is why when I recommend
most of the plans they had initially from
there is sabotage.
Exactly. So you can't expect everything to go perfect.
I'm not expecting everything to go perfect.
No, focus. This is about your expectation.
Even the story, we are there in a trench, yes or no?
You see, your expectation too much.
We're there in a trench, yes or no?
And the people who enjoy the action.
Enjoy a movie.
Imagine fighting underwater the way they represented the whole thing.
Yes,
I enjoyed
it. Just for entertainment.
That's the word I was entertained.
See that between.
Sincerely speaking, I was entertained.
You were really entertained.
Yes, I was.
The Fish and the Furious.
I was grinning.
This is why when I recommend low budget movies, you guys should listen to me because I'm giving you from a human angle. This person expects Thor to come off in Meg and then enter
Look at that part where
you had prehistoric elements. You had dinosaur from nowhere. I don't even send that one. You had dinosaur up here chasing those other prehistoric
from the beginning, right?
And then you introduce the Meg, and then you created this bubble, this house for training a Meg. Now you create this place. You don't come create place where we say they just do one small tank, made the Meg we just bust come out, and then you not. See,
you see, that's the point.
You have sent in their own message. Yes, I've seen the Meg 2 and I disagree with Focus. There was a lot of action.
I just found all of it very boring.
They say they just found it very boring.
Action was in the end, at the end of the movie, and the action itself was boring because the sharks, we know they even see them.
I
think we should move on because Focus was expecting Aquaman to make an appearance.
They were swallowing them. Yaro sent in his own message. He said, MC Bluetooth, we both spoke about that girl in the
Meg.
It was a sad movie. The movie is titled The Meg. The Meg was seen only 25 minutes of the movie.
Of a 1 hour 55 minutes.
Waste of time, I beg. That's what he said.
Number seven, we have Bottoms and made $2.1 million this weekend. And it has a gross of $4.3 million. Yeah.
So at number six, we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's Mutant Mayhem with a total gross of $107.9 million plus dollars. Paramount Pictures has this.
Okay, the second highest R-rated movie of all time right now. Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan movie, made $3.3 million this weekend and right now has a domestic gross of $310 million.
What's going on?
Gran Turismo is here at number four with a total gross of $30 million plus with a weekend gross of $3.9 million.
Okay, in all the superhero movies that have come out this year, this one is also trying to raise shoulder and it's called Blue Beetle at number three. It made $4.2 million this weekend and has a gross to date of $56 million domestically and right now has a total gross of $100 million.
Barbie in at number two, which we know right now is like the highest grossing movie for this year, but it has a total gross of $609 million and with a weekend gross of $6.3 million.
Okay, in at number one, drum roll, please.
The Equalizer 3.
Yes. Denzel Washington returns for a third installment of The Equalizer and is still directed by Antoine Fuqua in this one. And yes, he's kicking ass and taking names and is like I said, I will just wait, Marcy, whether he try.
Talking about Barbie, because I will soon run off. Mm-hmm. Talking about Barbie. Now, there's this other Barbie that is there.
That you went to watch.
I can't be unfortunate twice. There's this other Barbie. And then, you know, I don't know why these guys, they do this thing. You see the poster. As in the same font.
No, but there's a HH for...
Same font.
It did right now. There's actually...
It is when you click, you now see that it's not Barbie. It's the first Barbie. Happy Dream Day. What? And then you're like, what is happening? So I almost fell into their trap, but...
Okay, you almost.
Thank you, Lord.
You
were so-